Well, good evening, gentlemen. Now, it's doing something very unusual in the UK. It's snowing. Well, of course, it does snow up in Scotland every year, but not usually down south. It doesn't look like a lot of snow, but all the cars will be stuck and everything will be breaking down. It does seem kind of funny that when I lived in Canada, when we had a blizzard and we had lots of them in the winter, loads of couple of feet or 3 feet of snow, sometimes more. It didn't stop anything running whatsoever. Sure, you had to get up a little bit earlier and dig your car out or truck out, but the roads were perfectly clear. But a lot of people will use an excuse like this to not go to work tomorrow. But not me. I'll be there. So what is man obsessed by Fëanor's body so much? And of course, if you ask the Fëanors, he's just a dirty old man. Or even a dirty young man. But it's just nature, isn't it? The man is looking for good genetics. Then there's going to be some people, especially Fëanors, who say, we're not animals. Yeah, right. Stick some people on an island somewhere with no water, no food, and just leave them there. You watch how quick these people turn into animals again. But when a man thinks a Fëanor is attractive, he's looking at her genetics, even though he may not even know it. If she has a rather pleasant face, that means her ears are in proportion, her eyes are in proportion, her nose are in proportion, she hasn't got a big conch. It's all very pleasing looking at, genetically speaking. And of course her body should be proportioned as well. So when a man looks at a Fëanor, he's looking at, does she have too many genetic defects? So really, it's the man that decides about the genetic pool, not the Fëanor. Because there could be a man leaning on the bar, letting his belly maybe flop on it, but he has a couple of $1,000 bills hanging out of his pocket. And that's all the Fëanor needs to see. Forget the genetics. Then, of course, we've all seen these men who are very short.
What, like you, Solomon?
Do you want a smack in the mouth, buddy?
Not really.
Then shut up. Not very attractive. Shortish men, not very attractive. Probably has a personality as good as a alligator. And yet they have this stunning, beautiful wife. And that's because this man is a good businessman and he has plenty of money. So you fellas out there, be a bit more critical with your genetics, would you? Oh, I know some of these modern Fëanors, at least most of them, don't care what they look like or how big they are anymore. But you men should do. You are creating the next generation. And of course, there's another part of the body on the Fëanor body that men are obsessed with. Of course, not just men, Fëanors are obsessed with it too. Their breasts. And like I've said before, the Fëanors are the only ones, I think, in mammals that have swollen breasts all their life. Well, until they get a little bit older, then it just looks like a rock in a sock. But the size of the breasts means absolutely nothing. The small ones will still feed the baby. But anyway, you can't tell that much these days, guys, because all the Fëanors are sticking silicone in them and letting them flop all over the place. Anyway, guys, just remember, you are the guys carrying the gene pool to the next level. So choose wisely. Anyway, it's nothing new, really. If you look at the models years ago, the Fëanor models, they all were proportioned correctly and were generally slim. Unlike today, they're all fat. If you take a real serious look, there's very few Fëanors out there that have really good genetics. And a man has to be careful, because Fëanors are trickers. They plaster their face with makeup. They get breast implants, lip fillers. And if you're going out with the lads to have quite a few drinks, just forget about Fëanors that night. Because we've all been there, guys. Remember the Fëanors you wake up with? You are special men, because you're donger. Holds the next generation. Man, I know you'll take this responsibility well, as man has taken responsibility all through the centuries. And of course, the way the world is, I was just thinking, if a man pulls one off, is that murder? Anyway, I've got to go get a coffee.
Hey, Solomon, would you really have smacked me in the mouth?
The question has been answered. Take it easy, fellas.